Thank you for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. The sermon is based on the lectionary readings for this Sunday. To stay connected to Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check out our website. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
Grace to you and peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus to you. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Flash. Middle name, territorial, stern, is the worst welcomer in the world. When he doesn't approve of somebody coming into our home, he barks at them. When he is happy to see somebody come in our home, he barks at them. When he is thrilled to see somebody come, he barks and jumps up and down on his tiny little rear legs and tries to climb up the person, usually our grandchildren, and kiss and lick them passionately. If he is absolutely ecstatic to see somebody, which would be me and Carol when we've been gone, he throws himself on his back and cries like a baby. This is very disconcerting. So even though he has passed obedience school, got the diploma, okay, it's just part one. And as Carol will quickly point out, every dog in the class passed. I will admit, he has a long way to go on radical hospitality. We have at Holy Innocents talked and talked and walked the talk about radical hospitality, about being radical welcomers. And honestly, I feel it. 2 weeks ago, when we had 43 babies baptized, and 42 of them hollered, and we loved it. The whole place just vibrated with life, and the passing of the peace lasted forever, and the babies got into the welcoming too, and it was just great. And then last week, Joshua's ordination. The cathedral chock full of holy innocents. And the whole crowd so varied and full of spirit and real. One of the ordinands took off his shoes to be ordained. For he's got it. It's true. We stand on holy ground. And then the next day, all of us breathing right here, right along with Joshua in his first celebration of the Eucharist. Really, we always do Eucharist together, but last week I felt us doing it together. And so this radical welcoming is living and breathing among us here at church. We are good welcomers to our church. And that is so good. But I'm pretty sure being good welcomers to our church is not all, not remotely all, Jesus is talking about. For there is this other side of welcoming, the side where you aren't ensconced on your home turf. The side where you take the risk to be welcomed by another. This is, for me, the totally scarier side. So scary that I went out and got a collar to be able to face it. I just did not have the nerve to be sent out into the world as a follower of Jesus without a hall pass. For 26 years now, I have had this collar on, and let me tell you, it is quite the passport into just about anywhere I need to be. Now stop and think. Do you think those guys back there had on their black clergy shirts and their little plastic, or in the case of some of my more elegant colleagues, linen collars? No. They look like you, uncollared. That's who Jesus sent and sends and will send into the world to listen, to speak truth, to offer peace. And this is huge, and we skip over it, to risk being welcomed. For the other side of being a radical welcomer is to take the radical risk of being welcomed yourself in the name of Christ, or not. To risk offering yourself as Jesus did, for Jesus Christ is incarnate in every one of us, real, authentic, vulnerable, you, not territorial. So the Christ sent person doesn't stake territory, for the sent person is aware that even in your office that you are the president of, or your neighborhood that you are the long timer of, or whatever that you think is your territory. Even all that familiar stuff, much less all the strange worlds you encounter through your day, your week, your year, why, that's God's territory. And your willingness to go into it and risk without portfolio or collar, that's why, that's where the real Jesus work is, the work that changes the world in real time. I know this from witnessing you. Remember the little, it's a little core gospel quote from this morning. He said it then, and he says it now. So this is Jesus talking to them, to you. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of the little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. It is really about the exchange, the between, with those who encounter us when we go out into the world. Because there's always this possible, not guaranteed, maybe not even probable in our crazy world, but there is always this possible spiral of welcoming. And in that lies the salvation of the world. No kidding. Huge. Primal Christ strategy. the spiral of welcome. So risk being welcomed as a truth teller, in Matthew's words, a prophet. And risk being welcomed as a righteous person, which is a person always orienting and reorienting towards the whisper, the footsteps of the shepherd. Not a self-righteous person, which is my bugaboo, but righteous and in an out loud relationship with God. So un-Episcopalian. But dear ones, the world needs unembarrassed, righteous people. Risk being one out loud. And risk being welcomed as a little one. What does that mean to you? A little one. I'm thinking a lot about that right now. Risking being a little one. As you know, I will be taking my collar off this fall. It, along with my family, is one of the two great gifts of my life, honor and grace, and also a little plastic security blanket. But for me, and I say this in front of my colleagues who are in the middle or just beginning splendid and holy clergy careers. But when I think of taking my collar off, I am joining the braver ones. The ones sent out to tell truth without a pulpit. And to be a righteous person without a church office. To be a little one and to just go out into each day and hope to be welcomed. 2 weeks ago, we took Flash to St. Simon's along with our family and our daughter's angelic dog, Sadie. And very quickly, Flash claimed the rental house as his territory. After all, he oversees a 40-story building on a normal basis. So he did all the things he does, barked and bothered and jumped up and tried to kiss people. Yeah, he was kind of, sort of obnoxious in spite of his triumph at obedience school. Because you know, you can get the credentials. You know you can. You can get the certificate and still not get the heart of the matter. But one day, we took him out on one of those huge tidal sandbars and we unleashed him, let him loose. And that little guy, no longer the king of his kingdom, but a creature sent out into the world to love and offer peace and risk being welcomed by strangers, why, he was holy. Free, friendly, peaceful, respectful, righteous, quiet. A little 11-pound miracle. Now that's my new job, to be uncollared. It's always been yours. To go unleashed into the world, speak your truth in love, be a righteous person, orienting and reorienting yourself to follow the shepherd like sunflowers follow the sun. Offer peace. Accept even a cup of cold water. Risk being welcomed. Or not. and see what happens. Amen.